think that the action to address the wildfires and other aspects of climate change have continued all this time. We don't need a COBRA meeting for that to happen. But I'm very glad it is happening. But my main point is that these COBRA, the emergency will not stop when the heat goes away. We need to be much more prepared and more resilient over time and build that in for the long term. These heat waves are with us and they're going to come back again. We need to plan for flooding, more about the extreme heat and on drought as well. So there's much more action that needs to be taken. But I'm glad the COBRA meeting's happening. And now I want to see more long-term planning. And that's what we've written the report as. And is that all party parliamentary group, we've written a report on this. So it's not just Labour, and we're not just saying it's this government that hasn't taken enough action, but we are saying much more action needs to be taken.
Do you think the UK is prepared enough for this extreme heat? It appears that the discussion has gone from how to deal with this heat to actually how to adapt to the heat long term.
We aren't prepared enough as a government. That's what I found out in the report. We've had a series of hearings all year, listening to people from farmers, to people affected by flooding, to planners, local government who need more powers to be able to plan this in, to water companies as well, and all sorts of aspects of our lives. And it really affects, I think we've seen that this summer. I didn't really realise how much it affects us in cities. I thought it was kind of a rural problem somehow. But in cities, we just heat, the overheating goes up and up. All the time, and it's really, we're most affected in London, but it's that effect across so many different areas of our life, health, transport, so that all needs to be taken action on. And that means, yes, action that will continue all the time in government, and that's why we're asking for it to be more joined up between all the different departments.
Now, I know you say that it's not one particular government, you're not trying to point the finger in either direction, but we are where we are right now. What do you think Andy Burnham's government needs to be doing in the short and long term in terms of pragmatic policy ideas to really start to ramp up the UK's resilience?
Yep, so there are really practical things. And I was really struck when I had all these hearings about the two things that came back to all the time. One is trees. Trees are amazing. Trees stop our houses overheating. So more trees in urban areas, but also trees stop flooding and make us more resilient. So more nature-based solutions, that's what it means. But a lot of it is planting more trees. The government already is investing in 9 reservoirs. So more water resources, more water infrastructure. And the government is investing in £100 million in national resilience infrastructure already, but we just need to ramp that up more. And that means a lot of planning policy. Warehouses are built. What are they built with? We've got a warm homes plan, but we now need cool homes plans as well. Because in this country, we're really, really built, aren't we, for the winter. We're built for having heating in our homes. We're not built as they are, for example, on the continent and places where they have higher temperatures for that. So that's what we're going to need to start putting, well, not start, we're already doing it, but ramp it up much more for these extreme temperatures. I'm really concerned about two things. One is the deaths that we have from heat. It's horrendous how many people have actually died from the extreme heat waves. We don't hear that very much, but that we need to address, and that's addressing cooler homes. I've got my curtains closed here. Everyone should have their curtains closed on sunny facing sides of their houses. But also I think that the more the tree planting and other aspects can be put in place. These are very practical ways we can build these in, but just consistently building this in.
What's your view on aircon? Because I know there's a big debate politically about whether aircon should or shouldn't be implemented maybe more in either public buildings or people's homes. It's supposed to be bad for the environment, but people are saying, hold on a second, we really need it. What's your take?
Well, more sustainable ways of producing our energy will lead to air conditioning being more sustainable itself. So that has got to be a priority, as it is with the government, and needs to continue. But aircon in workplaces, in schools, in health centres is going to be a very important aspect of this planning for the future as well, so that we're not closing at the moment. So aircon's going to need to be part of this, but aircon run from sustainable energy sources is the crucial thing. And that's why the government's absolute acceleration of support for sustainable energy is so important, welcome, and part of this issue.
Now, we've just had this line come up on the wires in the past few moments where Prime Minister Andy Burnham has said he is certainly going to consider a ban on disposable barbecues as extreme heat continues to grip the UK. Do you support something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, a disposable barbecue is like a couple of hours of pleasure for one group of people, but millions of pounds of damage and huge destruction of our environment. We need to be protecting our environment. If that's what it takes, absolutely, we should be looking at that. So very practical ways in which the wildfires are prevented from happening, but combated, support for the fire brigade as well. And I think that we all understand that. Surely we understand that is something that we can do, and it just stops. It's really a kind of an antisocial behaviour, isn't it, for barbecues to be used. And also, you know, flicking a cigarette can cause so much damage. We have to protect nature. That is the key message from what we are seeing at the moment. We're seeing all these your clips there of the brown areas in our country. We can see our parks and commons are brown. We can see it's becoming a dust bowl. We need to put in things. These shots, we need to protect it for our food supplies, which we've seen in our report, maybe in crisis by just 3 years' time in 2029, 2030. We could be seeing much more impact on our farmers there in the fields.